Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew, and welcome to another episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
House Meeting.
House Meeting.
Always a pleasure, never a national treasure. That's our motto.
Absolutely.
Never a true word spoken.
Yes, this is the version of our pod where we just get together and chew the fat. If anything, the most traditional thread. Right.
I'd say so. Yeah. And also as well, the thread I think that serves its purpose most keenly in that we don't see each other. We still haven't really spent a lot of time, the three of us together in the same room. So it does feel like a genuine catch up when we get together and we're allowed to chat. So you'll find out how our families are doing. You'll find out if that rash from Clarkie's back is cleared up.
We go through my bank account at one point. It's
just like friends do when they get together and balance their own checkbooks.
Speaking
of being in the same room together, yeah. We've got to tell people about the next Flatshare Slamdown.
Ooh la la, because it's actually live. We're back doing a live Flat Slam live on a London stage. So
and it's live.
And it's live, by the way. Did we mention it's live? So, 15th of November, we will be recording at the Phoenix. In just off Oxford Circus. We've got two incredible guests, haven't we, Clarkie?
Oh, yes, we do. We've got Maisie Adams.
Yeah, Maisie Adam. Yeah.
Maisie Adam. Yeah. And Toussaint Douglas.
Yes,
Maisie
Clarkie.
And Toussaint are going to be our guests. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. As we're recording this, which is about a week away from this episode going out, it's very, very nearly sold out. If it's sold out by the time you hear this, apologies. But it's been a while, hasn't it? People have been chomping at the bit. But if you don't get tickets to that, get tickets to the show at The Pleasant on the 6th of December, which is our Christmas show, and it's a double bill.
Always the highlight of the year, the Christmas show. We'll be playing 12 Days of Christmas, no doubt. Start thinking about those soon.
That's the thing, isn't it? You know, you book it in, you feel a real elation, as I did when I booked it in with The Pleasants. Great, we're going to do the show again, 6th of December, it's going to be loads of fun. And then slowly you go, oh yeah, that does mean an entire day of trying to work out what we haven't done already for the 12 days of Christmas. Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't have to rhyme, just has to be a vague assonance.
A vague assonance. But surely the assonance at some point is going to run out.
Well, this is it. Or I think currently we're just getting vaguer and vaguer and vaguer until eventually there's no assonance left.
I'm a great believer in eternal assonance. It's the name of my company. It's the name of my limited company. And it's the tattoo that I have.
We actually just balanced his checkbook.
For his company, yeah.
During the pod, so...
A lot of corporation tax to pay on your eternal assonance.
If you're enjoying what we do on the main feed, come over to the Patreon if you haven't already. For £4 a month, you get some
I thought you were going to say, for fuck's sake.
Come over to the Patreon.
For £4 a month. You get an extra... You get loads of bonus stuff, but you get to listen to the extra podcast that we put out every week. Flat Slam, well, what we call now Flatshare Pop Round, we call it Flatshare Pop Round. To give it its unpopular new name. and also you get a whole other bunch of stuff, but yeah, come over to the Patreon. There's a lovely community there. You can send us messages, listen to the extra podcast, and you get all of the back catalogue of our bonus stuff. So that's over 100 hours, they say.
Oh, it's way more than that. Yeah. There's over 200 episodes, 200 bonus episodes. So if you like what we do and you'd like to hear more of it to the tune of 200 episodes, then get yourself over to the Patreon. You get the second you join, you get everything. You get the entire lot. There are people who've worked their way through all the way from the start, all the way up to, or if you want to just join and start listening to the current episodes, that's also good as well. We can't stress enough, it's such a fun community. We have such a good time over there. It's patreon.com/PappysFlatShare. And again, it does, all the money that you pay does go towards us keeping this main feed going, which, you know, because obviously this is free. And it has been. We don't want to change that. So, yeah, get on board.
Absolutely right. It also helps us put main feed on our table for our families. anyway, enjoy the house meeting and we will see you on the other side. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, don't apologise. That was lovely.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
Here's something that occurred to me seconds before we press record.
Oh, yeah. Always so, good. Always so good. Fresh. A fresh thought. Mm. It's what we need.
It may be too fresh.
Well, let's give it a little bit of time to percolate in the air. Let's air dry it.
Can you think of, like, on social media, basically, an advert just flashed up?
Wait, hang on a sec. We're about to record, and you're checking your goddamn Twitter.
I was getting a final. I was going to get in a final check in because
a final little, you know, dopamine hit.
Just wanted to just make sure I hadn't missed out on any hot retweets. And
how are your retweets at the moment? Are they strong?
You know what? No, but the likes are slow.
That certainly makes up for it, doesn't it? The retweets are weak, but on the flip side of that,
don't worry. On the plus side, the likes are slow.
The likes are coming. The likes are coming like molasses, basically.
And I thought it a couple of days ago, but there was two different adverts.
Wait, hang on a sec. Hold tight. Your story's falling apart here. Did you think it a couple of days ago, or did you think it just before you pressed record?
I had it flashed. It made me think, oh, I've been thinking about this.
Right. A little reminder. Yeah. We'll allow it.
A little reminder of a thought. Well,
not even that. I was like, oh, this might be interesting to discuss.
And do you think we're going to like this idea?
I think the likes.
Or are we going to retweet it?
I feel pretty confident the likes will come quite slowly on this one, actually. I'm feeling.
That's good to know, actually.
Is there a harder, more creative sell in advertising than Scotch whiskey? Because you see those adverts, and they're always like man with a cane and a turquoise hat, you know, like whatever, and it's or like, you know, like a peacock driving a car gets out and sips. But we all know what whiskey actually tastes like. It tastes like Scotch. It's like it tastes like something that you're drinking out of a shoe.
Here's the thing. I don't get those targeted ads because your ads on social media are specifically designed for you. And so something about what you're looking at on the internet is suggesting you are the kind of cultured laird of the manor who would be sipping a Scotch whiskey.
No, but well, you've just hired a peacock to drive your car, haven't you? So I think that's why you're getting that.
Here's the difference. Parry looks at peacocks on the internet. I shop at peacocks for all of my clothing needs.
There's one on telly at the moment, which is like a gang of kind of like cool 20-somethings all hanging out, having a hip old laugh, you know, wearing trilby hats and collars cocked to one side, but they're all having a great time. Like they're all having this time.
Collars cocked to one side. Drinking. Are they in a strong breeze? Yeah. What's going on?
But they're all like, you know, like it could be an advert for it. It could be an advert for KFC. You know, like it's exactly the same kind of colours and vibe.
Right.
But everyone's drinking Scotch, and you're like, go. That is never the vibe when everyone's drinking Scotch. Like if you're in a room and everyone's drinking Scotch,
that's going to be a fight.
No one's like breezing around and like, you know, like and the like.
It's true. It's either
a table or some shit.
It's either. Why is this peacock?
By the way, guys, I should say I've been sponsored by Peacock Whiskey. Have you? Did you not get the email?
Another one of our failed sponsorship reads.
Let's just, you know, use the copy that they've said, but try and make it sound like we're just saying it. Okay, let's go. Action. Hey, Tom, Ben, yeah. Do you ever find Peacock Whiskey is made from Petey Herbie's smalt?
Oh, by the way, no, Petey Herbie Smalt is the guy who sent us the email. It's not. That's the person who does the advertising for Acast.
He's
yeah.
the guy who's he's just launched all his life savings into Peacock Whiskey, and he's emailing around to see if anyone will buy
Petey Herbie Smalt. Well, Petey Herbie Smalt Smalt Whiskey. You've got to try it, there. Guys.
Petey Herbie Smalt is my name, but you can call me Petey. Now tell me, son, are you thirsty?
I'm known as the second greatest showman.
I see your collar's cocked to one side. I've got something for you.
Let me introduce you to the first greatest showman, my peacock. Just gone through my front wall, mate. Yeah, he's pissed.
have you confused peacocks with rope? Roadrunner there.
Wile E. Coyote, is that you? Rips off the mask. No, that's a Wile E. Coyote, he doesn't wear mask.
Also, how are you pronouncing Coyote, by the way?
Hang on. Oh, please don't tell me we've got another Hermione on my hand. Coyote?
Yeah.
Coyote?
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 Oh, Coyote.
Yeah, every day there's a different chance.
Coyote.
But I guess my point is, you rarely see a whiskey advert that looks like it smells of whiskey. That's all, I guess.
Well, booze, it's kind of like, you know, booze is a hard one to sell, isn't it? Because
yeah, it is, isn't
the
it?
The reality...
Yeah. Is it? Because, I mean, you can sell me any kind of booze right now.
It's hard to get people to want to drink booze. That's easy. But it's hard to make an advert that doesn't suggest that drinking is a bit bleak.
Look at Guinness. Like, yeah. When you're growing up and like you're looking at all the Guinness adverts, yeah. We grew up in the golden age of Guinness adverts.
Oh, absolutely. So yeah. Yeah. The press.
I don't want to presume your age, yeah. But like, oh my God.
Tick follows
they were
doc
mini
follows
masterpieces.
Tick.
And I'm not saying, like, obviously, don't get me wrong, I like drinking Guinness, but when you actually first, having watched all of those adverts, when you first come to drink a Guinness and you realise that it's this heavy stout. It's an old, basically, it's always old man drinks.
Yeah.
Always try really hard in this cell to make it seem like they're not old man drinks. But when push comes to shove, when you sit around sipping a Guinness and drinking a Scotch, you know, it's not party time. You know, exactly right. Like the peacocks just got divorced. He's lost a lot of money on a bet. That's kind of like the reality of it. That's what you want to see, is like a peacock being like to his mate, oh come on, stay out for one more, I've got nothing to go home to. buy peacock scotch. When you're drinking to forget. It's like, God, I sold a tail feather last week.
Oh, that was the ill-fated Ray Charles follow-up song, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've not got any gas money. I've got to sell a tail feather.
I'm driving this fucking comedian around the country. I don't know what I signed up for, to be honest. I have to go arms on the petrol.
So what do you want from your... I mean, I guess the thing with booze is that when you're a kid, you assume it's going to all taste sweet. Especially like... Mm. You assume that whiskey's going to taste a bit like honey. Especially because sometimes they'll say like, oh, it's got a real, you know, like a real honey flavour or something like that. And you'll be like, oh, brilliant, this is going to taste of honey. Yeah. And it doesn't, you're right. It's a strong taste. But then, you know, I do like whiskey. I do enjoy the taste of it.
Yeah, it's taken me a very long time to get to the point of
it. But I don't know.
I think,
and I don't know if that was a worthwhile journey.
I don't think any booze is. I mean, like, booze is such a weird one, isn't it? Because like, on paper, it shouldn't really be a goer. And like, when you taste it, it's not really a goer.
No, come on, wine. You've got to admit, wine's nice.
Yeah, but not to begin with.
Oh, no, but yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like wine at first. No, I didn't like any of it at first.
No one thinks, I'm thirsty, glug, 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 wine.
No, not like, thirsty, no. It's a
lovely... yeah, but like... Oh, finally, we're back on the thirst. Now we're talking. Okay.
Have you not seen the advert for sports wine?
Isotonic wine. Advertised by John Barnes.
Oh, my God. Sports wine, I love.
Well...
Sports wine I would buy.
You've got to speak to P.T. Herbie.
P.T. Herbie Smalls.
What's his last name? Yeah, that's right. P.T. Herbie Smaltz, I'm afraid, has patented it. Okay. At the end of this episode, a big reveal. I am P.T. Herbie Smaltz.
Not that big a reveal.
It's not a massive reveal.
And I've been drinking since midday. And I have been cocked with my car. Anyway, carry on. If this was like a film with a bad twist, all those things would be true. Anyway, no, carry on. Do you know, would that be a thing to... no. Would it be a thing to do?
Go on.
Let us in, Barry. Let us in.
Like, we go back through all our kind of house meetings and then... And
already,
and
like, I'm going to stop you there. No.
I'm out.
The number of ideas you have that involve someone, never you, listening back to things you've said in the past. What you need is, you know, you need a stenographer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, a peacock using its own feather.
With its feather as a quill.
If you were a peacock,
yeah,
would you be able to do that, do you think? Like, pluck one out, use it, pop it back
no,
in?
They've not got arms, have they, Tom? If you think about a peacock... One of the things they don't have is fingers or an arm to do it. And also, I don't think...
Poor old peacocks.
I don't... What's that?
Poor old peacocks, really.
Hang on, don't go pitying the peacock. The peacock doesn't pity itself, does it?
Probably does a bit. I mean, it's not designed for anything other than to look, like, nice, but...
It's kind of like...
It's wildly impractical, isn't it?
If it was a human, it'd be on Made in Chelsea, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's really got that. A friend of mine who has got a lot of money bought a very big posh house.
I'm right here, dude.
And he's living
next to you. I don't mind you using my name, okay? I've got a pseudonym these days, by the way.
Okay, so. Yeah, my friend PT. Let's call him PT. With his whiskey money,
he bought
a house that came with peacocks. That's the level of kind of posh.
No!
And came with peacocks, and the peacocks all killed each other. Like, they sort of, like, basically one peacock killed the rest of them.
It wasn't like a pact.
No,
the new owner. They all just took themselves out one night.
No, there was. I think
I've got five bullets in this gun. There's five of us. Okay,
but just going to run us all over in this car.
I don't think it was just one that killed all of them.
It wasn't a cult. It wasn't a peacock cult. And he happened to move in just before they thought it was the apocalypse.
If they ever...
Were they wearing, like, robes? I guess they are, in a way, aren't they, peacocks?
Many ways, yeah. They are wearing robes. Feathers are like robes. I don't think one, like, picked all the other ones off. I think they all basically murdered each other until there was one left.
Oh, like a Royal Rumble type.
Like a Battle Royale.
Just a Battle Royale, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all murdered each other.
Were they Korean peacocks?
I don't know. I'm assuming not. They'd have travelled quite a long old way. It was mad because you sort of assume they're quite, because of the way they look, quite beautiful, you know, you assume they're going to be kind of graceful and therefore loving. But there's a lesson in that, isn't there?
As Space once said, yes, the female of the species is more deadly than the male.
I'm just going to have to reiterate that it is the male species.
Yeah. But it's always great to hear a space reference in 2021. When we say Tom's been drinking from midday, we mean midday 1996.
I tell you what.
He blacked out for the noughties. And he's back.
I have naughty recollection. Okay, anyway, I will say,
was
this.
That PT? Right, one...
space as a band, Listener dear, yes. You know, feel free to go back on Spotify and explore.
Great band.
One of my least favourite phrases on social media. I don't know if you can tell, but I spend quite a lot of time on social media these days.
How's it going?
You've moved out of London. How are the likes?
Slow.
Like, they take a long way to get to Exeter. That's the only reason.
Much like the journey from Exeter to London. It's slow.
Goat impressions. Let's hear you bleating.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The phrase lives rent-free in my head.
Yeah.
I cannot get on board with that.
It lives rent-free in your head, doesn't it?
It absolutely does in my head. The irony! Because it's like nothing... You know, nothing pays rent to be in your head.
Yeah, but isn't it suggesting that there are some people who work hard to stay in your head, and that is the rent they're paying? You know, whereas there are other things that just you obsess on whether you want to or not.
Right. Well, there you go. And I think I only really realised and connected with the phrase when I started realising how much the lyrics of and the work of the band Space, a band I never really liked. I never bought their album.
No.
But, oh my God, their songs come to me 2 or 3 times a week.
So, like, the big hits, as far as I can remember, are, obviously, there's You and Me Against the World.
Hey now, me and you against the world, yep. Now. Look up there in the sky,
yes.
Now.
Yes. Female of the Species, the aforementioned Female of the Species. Was the Ballad of Tom Jones...
Literally, you've literally named the three that, you know, they're always there, man. They're always there.
The three top answers on the leaderboard.
Because the other one was... Neighbourhood.
Oh yeah, my neighbourhood, my neighbour, beautiful neighbourhood.
But that doesn't. That's not in there.
No.
But the other three are like the Ballad of Tom Jones is the worst song that is on my life soundtrack, and it's a real wounder. It's a real wounder.
Why do you not like it?
No, it's terrible.
I swear you liked it.
Yeah, I think I like it. Good song.
I'm happy to go on record there.
You liked Karis, didn't you?
I liked Karis, and let me tell you that. That horse. No, don't say it in the flight. Like, you know, you feel like you've backed a winner. You know what I mean?
What, International
like,
Velvet?
Well, again, I guess there were horses on the front. Yeah, that's much like a Guinness advert. I feel like.
I think, Parry, have you done ketamine or something? Your brain seems to have pretzeled itself.
No. Listen, both Karis Matthews and Huey Morgan. Two 90s, I would say, divisive figures, okay. Right? Bit Marmite at the time. People either loved them or you hated them. Yeah. Clarkey was never a Catatonia fan, couldn't stand the voice.
No.
Used to do an impression of it frequently.
Maybe it lived rent-free in his head.
Either that or it was so accurate, it pinned the song of the Ballad of Tom Jones. No, but both of those people have gone on to become two of the finest broadcasters in Britain. And That feels very satisfying to
come on, mate. You know, Crosby's like, right there.
Yeah, they've come good. Do you know what I mean? They've come good. They kind of, you're stuck, you're back to winner.
Yeah, like, but not as recording artists.
No, but
was that why you were backing her?
Oh no, I don't
like her as a musician.
Stop singing. But... I'm going to love what you're all about. The second you stop playing your records and start playing records by other people, then I'm on board.
It feels like when you're one of the first players, when you're playing Fantasy Football League and you pick someone like, I know a lot of people might say this, but like, I was one of the first people to adopt Harry Kane.
Wait, and now, you adopted Harry Kane?
No, when I look at,
surely he should have thanked you, yeah, you know, yeah, when they did so well in the Euros.
Listen, I
thanks to my stepdad.
I saw Harry early doors, and he was in there early doors.
How early doors are we talking?
Did
you see him when he was playing football? Like professionally? So
he started off playing cup games for Spurs. And
he was playing for Tottenham Hotspur.
He was playing for Tottenham at the time, yeah.
I would say one of the big ones. You made this little discovery, this little underground discovery, while he was playing for one of the biggest teams in the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Listen, there's a little band you might want to check out, Coldplay. I think I predict big things for them. If you've not heard U2, then I really think now's the time to hop on board.
Yeah, but how good at DJing is The Edge? That's what I want to know. Can The Edge spin this records or not? That's what matters. Anyway, it just feels good. Do you know what I mean? You think, oh, actually, they've come good, or they were good, or they must have had something about them.
Well, let's flip the script on this, Tom, because I'm interested in this. Who are you disappointed that they've succeeded? You know, who do you think? Oh, it's not good that they've come good.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, you went on record as not being a fan of theirs in the early days.
Yeah.
Oh, Prince Andrew. He was my favourite Prince. He was the decent one. You know what I mean? Just like, you just, who knew? I don't know if you've got any. Who springs to mind for you culturally? Who you think someone who you weren't on board? Because when you were, certainly the way we were, me and Clarky, when we were teenagers, it was kind of like,
yeah.
You've got to pick teams.
You have very strong opinions on people you think are good and people you think are rubbish, and they really stick with you.
But it's how you were raised. You were raised that way by the music press, you know.
Yeah.
Like, they invented that whole Beatles, Stones, pick a side, and it's like,
why?
You don't have to, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why pick a side? I think Danny Baker wrote a tweet about it a few weeks ago and quite eloquently said, like...
Joking! What is going on with you?
Once in a while, mate. Come on. Go and have a chat down the park with some of the other dads. Come on. I mean...
come on.
Are you pushing sports ketamine? Is that what's going on?
Sports ket.
Sports ket.
Earn a bit of extra time. Now, go on, Crosby, what were you going to say about the slowest runner? The love or hate?
No, I was just thinking there were real celebs that I had proper, like, even up until university, I had like a real aversion to. And when I think back on them now, I think, why? Why did I care? Why was I bothered by it? What was it about them that really ground my gears in a way that I couldn't, like... I didn't like Jamie Oliver. Really didn't have a thing for Jamie Oliver. Don't worry, Clark, it wasn't his dimensions I had anything against.
Thank you.
The way he looked from behind.
Yeah. I just don't know. I was really, like, I thought he was just such a prat. And actually, like, he was fine, wasn't he? Doesn't sort of, you know, he was.
Yeah.
It was really, like, Denise Van Outen was another person. I thought when Denise Van Outen was on The Big Breakfast, I was like, she's rubbish. Why is she on The Big Breakfast? And now I think she's brilliant. I don't know what it is about certain people. Is it people from Essex? Do I have a problem? Is that what it is now? Well, now I say the two out loud. Do I have a problem with people from Essex? Surely there's going to be some Essex people out there that I like. I think
when you're that age, you really like... You're after an identity, and like having strong opinions seems to help.
Yeah, it's so true, and it does come from music, isn't it? You sort of define yourself by I really like this band. That's very important that you know that. I'm wearing the t-shirt of this band. That's, you know, that's not.
Yeah, and the dislikes are as important as the likes, which they really shouldn't be, but it is just like. Yeah.
And, but also, there's a certain a certain thing of like wanting. You see the world in front of you, and you think, I can do better than this or that, or you know that is that's that person's doing it how it should be, and I can do it as well. Or like, and when you see someone successful, who you think that you know, and so you, I think that's what you get with youth. Whereas the older you get, you like go fair play,
you did it.
They're doing it, man.
Yeah,
they're doing it, man.
Yeah,
fair play. You know, or they're giving it a go, or they're just a person, aren't they? Giving it a go, and we've all got circumstances, and you know, maybe he doesn't sweat, or you know, whatever. He's kind of, you know. But, you know, you do. You kind of go like, oh, you know, they were a guy. They wrote some songs. People like them. I don't like them, but people like them. You know,
live and let live. Those, you know, thousands of people who are going to their concerts, they're having a lovely time. Who am I to police their good time?
But does that make you less interesting? The route when you go down that route, because like I always used to think that about like my dad. When I used to want to talk to him about like films or music and stuff, he'd be like, yeah, you know, music's nice and films are good. And yeah. you know, and I'd be like, yeah, but what are the top five worst films you've ever seen? And he'd be like, oh, I don't know, you know, they, oh, I enjoy watching films, you know? And it's like, you go, no, you need to know. You need to know the five worst films. You know, whatever, like, that's how you are when you're like 16 or 17. And obviously you realise, yeah, because you, when you're dad, you kind of go, well, they made a film. Well done, you know, God, they must be really, you know, their families must be really proud of them. Whatever.
What were the films on your list? What were your films that you were like, oh, it's appalling this exists?
I'm trying to think. I think like I remember getting to that certain age where you go like, for example, like the Matrix sequels, and you're like, go, they've ruined the Matrix, and like stuff like that, you know, where you come out and you're you're angry because you were expecting something that wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, I didn't really have critical faculties until about the age of about 19 or 20, I think, and that's when I started to be like, oh, I think I can think for myself about things. It was kind of like, if I read it in Empire, I'd kind of probably go with it.
Yeah,
quite a lot of the time.
I think I developed them quite late, maybe even later than that. Then I had them for about 3 or 4 years, and then I got rid of them again.
Yeah, totally.
Which is it's mad, but yeah, there used to be a joke because I did film studies at university. We all go to the cinema a lot, and I would always go, that was great, wasn't it? And like, I'd come out the cinema just like, wasn't that great? And everyone was like, no. That was really bad stuff. And I was like, yeah, but come on, it was fun, you know. It's like, it's better than staying in. Like, you know, being at the cinema, it's good fun, you know. Yeah. I think I enjoyed the act of going out to the cinema so much.
I know exactly who you're talking about as well, Matthew, because your two housemates had fierce critical faculties.
Yes, like, I still do.
Almost felt like they were born with them. Like, you could imagine them being that way. Like, as kids in primary school or something, and like I remember finding them people like that quite intimidating when people are so sure of their, wow, you know. I can remember.
You want to see how many dead peacocks they've each got in their gardens? If you want to see real intimidating things.
I remember hearing someone describe about, I'm sure I've said this before, but I was with someone, they said, that band are great, aren't they? They sound so tight. And then like 2 weeks later, we went to a gig in London, Matthew, with you and your housemates. And I said to your housemate, God, that was great. They were so tight. And he was like, you think so? Oh my God, no, I didn't think they were tight at all. And I was like, oh no, I don't know. I don't really know.
And also,
just found myself completely like.
Also, like now, I think definitely musically, I think I had a lot more critical faculties. And I think tightness was a thing I would absolutely hate in a band. If I saw a band and they were tight, I'd be like, this is awful. They clearly practiced so hard. They clearly care so much.
They're playing on the beat. Exactly. Oh, that's horrible.
You know, whereas I've been much more interested in a band that were basically falling off the stage. you know, barely
peacock, that peacock on drums was that pissed peacock. He couldn't hold the drumsticks. He killed the bass player.
Well, another peacock. That's what it was.
Peacock cult. Oh man, peacock cult were a tight band, man. Back in the day, they were a tight band.
They were tight. Oh my god.
They were tight until
now
they weren't.
I'd like to see a tight band.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all, my friend? And that's the real sign of aging, am I right, guys? But yeah, I mean, like, anyway, all of this has made me want to have a lovely glass of scotch. I have got a bottle in my cupboard, actually, for when this finishes.
Do you know what? That's actually, you can't do adverts like this for booze, but that is when I want to drink, is when things have been, like, when things have got on top of me, you know? Like, I don't know if you have this, that you think, you think I really want to drink, and you look at the time and you're like, yeah, it's 9:45 a.m. That's not a good time to be having this thought. How early could I feasibly...
I've got a bottle of scotch in my cup.
Yeah.
I've got some turps under my sink.
It's especially when Cleo wakes up very early and the day starts at like this morning, she woke up at... Because, oh, fuck me. The clock's going back.
Oh my god,
it's a killer. I don't want to turn into lockdown parenting here, but it's a goddamn killer, the clock going back. She woke up at 3:40 this morning, 3:40 a.m. It would have been early if she woke up at 4:40, but it would have been kind of like, yeah, something she does. But 3:40 was, so I managed to get her back to sleep at 6 a.m. It was a long old time, and then I went back to bed for a little bit. I woke up. Luckily, she was going off with my mum and dad, who were looking after her for the day. And my dad picked her up, put her in the car, and as he came back to the house, he said, "Oh, by the way, Matthew, there's half a dead rat on your lawn." And then got back in the car and drove off. And I was there just like hadn't showered, hadn't brushed my teeth, had barely slept. And I had to go out with a plastic bag.
Is dead rat a lager? Because
I was going to say,
very convenient to do that. Pop a half a dead rat on the lawn for you.
No, but that for me was the moment.
It's like, that is it's your version of peacocks, isn't it? It's like, oh, I can put this new place. And it came with a load of rats.
It came with half a rat.
And they've sadly, they've all fought each other to the death.
They've murdered each other.
It's the old saying, is it? What's worse than finding a maggot in your apple? Half a maggot.
Yeah. Like, what's worse than finding a rat on your lawn? Half a dead rat that you then have to get a plastic bag and scoop him up. But then that was really like, after that, the weird thing about that was I really wanted a drink, but I couldn't finish my breakfast. You know, like after you've held a dead animal, even through a bag, I washed my hands like four times. I was like,
"Was your breakfast the other half?"
Sauteed rat tails. I just put too much garlic on for that time in the morning. No, my hands felt so contaminated. This is low. that I had the last bit of toast on the plate. I ate it without using my hands.
What was your technique?
I just lowered my face to the plate and chewed it until it all went into my mouth.
Now this would be a good advert.
This is advert for scotch. And then you look at the time and it's 9:30 and you're about to go on a Zoom. You're about to go on a Zoom call that's going to last for the rest of the morning, and then you're like, "Oh, we're on Zoom. No one will notice if I've got a scotch in this mug instead of coffee." You're just decanting peacock scotch into your mug and just lowering yourself into the sofa and logging onto Zoom.
Peacock scotch. Sometimes you just need it.
And then it's a bloke in a top hat. Pete. What is he called? Petey Multi Schwartz. Schmaltz. Petey Multi Schmaltz. Does like winks to the camera and then like has a nosebleed.
and like the peacock feathers fall off and you realise he sellotaped feathers to a duck. It's like, oh God.
And he just lowers his face to the glass and drinks until it's gone. Hands in the air.
Can I have a lift? I live in the meeting.
Oh baby.
Oh baby.
Oh what baby.
A delicious bowl of main feed.
It was a gorgeous bowl of main feed, Clarky.
One of the great house meetings.
Yeah, it really was. Great.
And I sense a merch opportunity.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If you own a distillery and you're interested in putting out, a small batch of peacock whiskey, let's talk, you know. It could be a Patreon, we could have a new tier on the Patreon maybe where we'll
Work out the finer details once the listener who owns a distillery gets in touch. Tom, should we do that?
If you at least know how to make whiskey and fancy giving it a crack with us, drop us a line. And speaking of dropping us a line, Jack got in touch with us via puppiesflatshare@gmail.com.
Get in touch.
And he wrote, "Greetings, Ben, Matthew, Emma, and all shit in the sea, Perry." as nicknames go.
Well, we all do now.
Yeah, well, that's it, yeah.
That's true, you're a trendsetter.
I was just ahead of my time, that's all. You know, I suggested it to my party as a, I've done it. Why don't we get everyone in? They're up for it. Your chat about stilt walkers reminded me of something that happened at my uni graduation. Oh, already.
I'm talking Parry's language now.
I am looking forward to this message. My best mate was asked to do the valedictorian speech for the arts courses ceremony, brackets music, acting and dance, etc. There was also a small group of people who were receiving degrees in circus skills. My mate decided to note this in his speech to point out how mad it is that you can get into student debt for something like that.
Oh, what I like about this is we're talking about people who, he's talking to musicians, actors and dancers. They're all pretty, unless you make it, they're all pretty flimsy careers. We should know. We've attempted all of them.
I think, as we found out in the stilt walking episode, there isn't often you get to punch down when you're in that trade.
And I think such a shallow pool.
He was just seizing the opportunity to when he could.
Fair.
Oh, man.
Fair enough. So go on. So what did he say?
So yeah, he decided to note this in his speech. He'd point out how mad it is that you get student debt for something like that. It's safe to say this was not received well. And now, immortalised in a video of the ceremony, we can relive this man being booed by 15 to 20 pissed off, newly educated circus performers. There were actually 21, but the mime artist couldn't boo him.
Someone walked right up to the front of the stage and threw a bucket of confetti over him. That showed him, didn't it? That really did. Then they all piled into the same car and drove off.
Almost made it worth paying £80 to rent the robes. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Thank you, Jack. Fantastic message.
Well done.
If you'd like to get in touch, do get in touch. pappiesflatshare@gmail.com. We had another message from Daisy, very, very quickly from Daisy here. Dear Pappies, long time listener, first time caller, exactly what we like to hear. Get in touch, guys. pappiesflatshare@gmail.com. Daisy writes, "I have listened to this week's house meeting and I wanted to let you know that your food van idea is already a thing. We live in a little village in Essex." Well, I don't care for that, but we'll move on. In fact, no more message. No. There we go. I found a person I like in Essex, Daisy. "We live in a little village in Essex and every Tuesday we have a fish and chip van that visits. It drives around with a bell going to let you know it's there and stops at different places." This is a superb idea. Stops at different places throughout the evening for you to go and pick it up. "Sometimes we hear the bell and change our dinner plans and then go out to find it the same way you would an ice cream van. Just thought you'd like to know that it does happen and it's a brilliant idea. Love the show, Daisy." Daisy, that that makes me sad that we don't have one in Beckenham, because imagine you hear the little bell.
And it could be the end of me, though. It's the thing. If there was a fish and chip van driving round, I would, every time I heard that bell,
you'd be like Marty McFly hanging off the back of it, wouldn't you? All the scrunchings that go flying out the window, you'd just be catching in your gob.
Just gradually grinding it to a halt with my increasing bulk.
Don't take money, don't take fame.
Why has he gone slow motion? Clark, he's eaten so much fish and chips. Yeah. He's gone slow mo.
I need some of that sports wine.
Ah, well, another business idea hits the dust. Maybe sports wine is the one. If you do own a vineyard.
And you'd like to listen back to every episode of this and write down all of our ideas and send them to us, that would be really much appreciated. Oh my God. All right, we should end this episode here. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Today's episode was produced, as always, by the wonderful Emma Corsham.
Corsham team. Cheers, everyone. Don't take money.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.